So grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Well, now that I have your attention, Happy New Year. Well, if you were here last week, you would know that today is the first Sunday of Advent, that today we go to the next church calendar. Christ the King, which is last Sunday, was our end of our liturgical season, year A, and now we're in year B. So Happy New Year. Well, if you ever noticed, our church calendar goes through a certain cycle. The church calendar begins with Advent, we go to Christmas, and then we enter Epiphany, we go to Lent, and Holy Week, and Easter, and lastly, Pentecost. And if you notice, from time to time, the colors on the pulpit, altar, and lectern, and also on myself, change from time to time, and Advent is represented with the color blue. Well, before we get into our scripture lesson, I wanted to talk about Advent just a little bit. You see, with each season that we celebrate as a church community throughout the year, it really kind of lifts up a different time in Christ's life, a different event. It has a different emphasis. And Advent is a time for us where we anticipate, where we prepare, we wait with eagerness for Christ to come into our lives. So Advent literally means coming. Advent is a time where we remember where Christ came into the world, where we prepare and think about the incarnation when Jesus was born as a child, but it's also a time of preparation as we wait for Christ's second coming. So it's a time of waiting, a time of preparation. Well, let's go to our gospel lesson, shall we? The keep awake piece. Beware, stay awake and keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. When I was a teenager, I was coming of the age where your parents would allow you to be at home by yourself. It was a great moment in my life. It was a great experience when my parents left you in charge. And often when my parents left, they left me with certain responsibilities, certain things that I must fulfill during the day. Well, my parents had a small town grocery store, and they needed to go to Minot for the day. So they asked me if I'd watch the grocery store, if I would watch over things and make sure the store was locked up at night. I knew I could handle it. They knew I could handle it. My parents left, and there I was, full of responsibility. It was a proud moment. I loved it. I was making all my decisions, what I wanted to do next. Do I want to sweep the floors? Do I want to stock shelves? But then something came up. The motorcycle I have been looking for has been found. My best friend saw it in Botno, about an hour away. So there I was, leading in the grocery store. There was one other coworker in there. They weren't expected to be home for at least 4 hours. I had enough time to drive to Botno, check out to see if I like this bike, buy it if I do want it, drive it home, and be there to lock the door for the store. It was a great plan, but my parents messed it up. They came home early, and my great plan was exposed, but I got the bike. Beware, stay awake, and keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. You see, often with the first Sunday of Advent, we have this theme of alertness, this theme of readiness, and that's our theme for today, this theme of, are we ready for God to come into our world? I mean, it's a time where our God is inviting us to prepare because we don't know when God will come. We don't know when God will show up. We don't know how God is going to impact our lives each and every day. So the more you get to know me, it's been about 10 months since I've been with you, you'll know that I love Christmas. I love celebrations. I enjoy parties. We just don't have enough parties in our lives. I enjoy setting up the tree. I love hanging up the lights. I love making the Christmas goodies. I love eating the Christmas goodies. I enjoy shopping for young faces in my home to surprise them on Christmas Day morning. So for someone who loves all this preparation, all this excitement, for me, it can be a hard time to wait. To wait for that wonderful, great celebration of Christmas Eve worship and Christmas Day mornings with your family. So often in our American culture, the season of waiting, the season of Advent is often overshadowed, isn't it? or we kind of set it aside. So in reality, as your pastor, I need the season of Advent to make me wait, to make me simmer, to help me marinate a bit, so that I can wait for this coming, this great celebration that is before us. So Advent is calling us to stay alert, to not fall asleep, to sit and wait for something exciting. Well, this text spoke quite a bit to me about 12 years ago. 12 years ago on a Saturday night, about 1:30 in the morning, Jill woke me up and said, "Nate, you got to get up. We're going to have this baby." 12 years ago. Remember that, Samuel? So there we were about 2 a.m. in the morning. We were packing our bags. We were not ready to go. We knew we were going to have a baby, but we were not ready. We were asking ourselves, what do we need? What do we need to bring into the hospital? And since this is our first child, we'd answer, we don't know. And so Jill and I found ourselves not ready. Beware, stay awake, and keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. You see, the gospel lesson that we have this morning is a lesson that appears right before Jesus' passion narrative. It's an Advent text for us today, but it appears right before Jesus is going to enter Jerusalem, the path towards his death. So this text is really inviting us into this spiritual readiness, to be ready for this journey that is coming. It's really an invitation for us this morning into a non-complacent faith, isn't it? In other words, our God does not want us to be spiritually lethargic, and which one of us hasn't been spiritually lethargic a time or two, where we are a bit sleepy, where we don't care as much? And being ready for our God means that we are grounded in love, grounded in grace, washed in the word. We have a baptism today. But I must warn you that deepening a relationship with Jesus takes effort. Just like any relationship, right? It takes effort. It takes effort to stay close to those we love. It takes effort to deepen our relationship with God. Now, it would be really easy for all of us this morning to come into this worship space here and to sit here and get nothing out of worship. That's easy. That's the easiest thing we can do, is to come and sit and get absolutely nothing out of worship. But if we ask our God to come into our hearts, to sit with us a little time this morning, then God can do something grand. If we can take down some of those walls and let God come closer. This is the preparation of Advent. To ask God to come into our lives, to come into our hearts, to be open to change, to be open to transformation. And this is what the incarnation can do, to change us, to transform us into what God desires. You know, so often, going back to the church liturgical calendar, so often in Lent, if in the early time of the church, was a time of instruction for those who were not baptized. So Lent was really a time for the church each year to be reflective, to stop and to study and to deepen your faith in God. And often we ask that question for Lent, but maybe we should ask that question even more so for Advent. That with all the Christmas parties, with all the choirs and events and plays that we get to attend in the next couple weeks, we have a hard time centering our lives on this God who is coming into the world. So what are you going to do this Advent? How will you sit and wait and to listen for this narrative that will unfold, this God coming into the world? You see, each of you this morning has been given grace and love from our God at this baptismal font, here at this table for food with body and blood of our God. You have been given grace. And in our Corinthians lesson, it says that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. So if you are feeling sleepy in faith, know that you have been given grace upon grace, that you no longer have to be spiritual lethargic, that God can and will do something grand in your life. So beware, stay awake, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. And to close from our beginning of our gospel lesson, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling. When God comes into this world, it's a cosmos event. The universe is changed. So may God work on your heart and your life this Advent. May God do something grand. Amen.